Hello, GWA Backstage. How are you, boys and girls? This is Miss E, and I'm here to answer the Childhood Nostalgia Questionnaire by Lilith95. So, yes, that's it. Let's get started. What were your favorite animated TV shows as a kid? If you have too many like me, name your top 5. Okay. The Woodpecker. Popos, Get Along Gang. I think that Get Along Gang was my favorite. DuckTales for sure. I had a crush on Captain Boing. Why the fuck I'm telling this? And oh fuck, let's choose. Okay, Punky Brewster, the animated one. Okay. What were your favorite live-action TV show as a kid? Again, you have too many. Name your top 5. Okay. Chaves, that in Spanish is called El Chavo, is Mexican. So this was my favorite. Oh, and I still love it. Punky Brewster. Super Vicky. I don't know the name in English. I just had to look, and is the Wonder Years. And I had 3, right? So I really need to see all the names. And all those, you know, those ninja things like Kamen Rider, Jaspion, and Cyber Cops, and Power Rangers. So, you know, all those things like this. I love this. I really loved. So, that's it. Alright. Out of those shows, which characters were your favorites? You can elaborate if you want. It doesn't have from every show, just your favorite in general. I don't know. I really loved the Power Rangers. You know, and all those ninjas, they were fantastic for me, and they still are fantastic for me. I think that my favorites were always the ninjas. Yes, the fighting stuff. Yes. Especially the clumsy ones. I must tell something. Oh, yes. The Ninja Turtles. I always loved this superhero thing. Especially ninjas. And still nowadays I love it. And the clumsy ones, the funny ones, they were just my favorite, yes, of the whole time. So that's it. The clumsy ones were just my favorite. Yes. Okay, so did you spend a lot of time watching TV as a kid? Yes, especially movies. My whole life was based on movies. And I loved, and I don't regret a minute. What's the weirdest, creepiest show you watched as a kid and like it? Look, show, really, I'm gonna tell you something. Probably the Woody Woodpecker, Woody Woodpecker. I mean, guys, that shit's creepy. And I love it. I mean, the guy just throw a piano and shoot and make some awful things, and it's so fun. Fuck. Yes, I think. And I don't know. I think that the name was The Haunting Hour. Yes, I wasn't actually a kid, but a little bit. And, well, yes, it was something like this. It was about horror stories. And I always freaked out. And I love it. I always love it. So that's it. Is there a TV show you watched as a kid that you can still watch now and think this is really good? Chaves, as I said, El Chavo. And again, the Woody Woodpecker, but the old one, you know. This is really calling the Dr. Hans Krutz, something like this. And the tree one, the sick tree, and the space, and the astronaut thing. Oh my god, I just love the woodpecker. And yes, as I said, El Chavo is really, I mean, it is, sometimes it's annoying, but sometimes gets very emotional, so I love it. Okay, do you have a movie or TV show you loved when you were a kid, but when you watch it now, you realize it's actually really bad? If I have, I don't remember. I really don't. No. I think that I still like the things that I loved. Probably I will remember something after I answer the question or so. But now, I don't. So everything that I remember with a lot of love. And yes, is really good. So, did you ever cry while watching a movie when you were a kid? Do you remember which one was the first? It can be out of fear or sadness. Oh fuck, I'm getting emotional. Alright, breathe. Yes, my first crying movie, and the one that I remember that I cried as a kid, was Edward Scissorhands. I still remember the moment. I was, I think, five or six. I was watching in the bedroom with my father, and then in the end, I just felt, oh shit, I just felt that enormous, you know, crying, just boiling inside me and just crashing everything inside me, and I started to cry a lot, and then I ran to my mom and I started to cry and I said, I hate this stupid movie, I don't want to watch it again. Oof. And she said, yeah, you see how he suffered. I was really sad. Oh fuck, I'm sorry. And yes, this was my first movie. I don't remember if I ever cried when I was a kid again in a movie. Oh yes, in a TV show, in Chaves, there's an episode that there's a thief on the village. And everyone just think that El Chavo is a poor boy, very poor boy. He's 8 years old. It's all grown ups, grown adults doing the characters. It's very, very interesting. And but he is a kid, and everyone in the village start just calling thief, and he's not a thief, because things are missing, and everyone just start to blame him, and there's this, oh fuck, this very emotional scene of him getting away, taking his little bag and going away from the village that he lives. He's going away because everyone, let's say that he feels that everyone is hating him, and there is a very, very emotional music that plays, and every time that that music plays, I cry. And it's a very sad situation, and I always
cry in that episode. Still nowadays, sometimes I see on TV and I see that scene, I just run away because I don't want to cry. And I do. Oh fuck. Sorry. This will be very, very funny to listen. Okay, I'm better now. Okay. What was your favorite movie as a kid? Labyrinth. Is it still your favorite or one of your favorite? Yes, it is my favorite along the... I say that is my favorite childhood movie. And yes, is my favorite. And I have a favorite that I call Grown Up because I... Well, was launched after I was a grown up, and along with Labyrinth is Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind. So my favorite, yes, is the Labyrinth with David Bowie, and I just fucking love it. Okay. Did you watch a horror movie when you were a kid that really terrified you? Yes. I always liked to watch the Freddy Krueger movies. I don't know how is the name in English, but I always liked. And oh yes, and Nightmare on Elm Street. Yes, and there's this one that. It's not the old ones. Yeah, it's about a boy, and it start with a guy playing the Freddy Krueger, and it's all a movie and stuff, and the glove and or Freddy Krueger start to kill him, and then he start to, you know, go for the family and the nanny and everyone. Well, it is not one of the first ones. I think it's the fourth, maybe. I don't remember. But that one, I remember that kid had, I think, a dinosaur that he said would protect him. And I am remember this movie. I probably won't sleep well this night. And really, really was... something that just freaked me out. I couldn't sleep for 2 weeks or something like that. It was really fucking awful. And I don't know if I'm gonna sleep well tonight. So that's it. Yes, this one was the masterpiece. Not even Child's Play freaked me out that way. Okay.
Saw this one. Was a fictional character animated or not your sexual awakening? Oh fuck. Okay, I already answered this one time. And fuck. My first time that I let's say that I masturbated and I reached the orgasm, I was 11, and I did it thinking about Billy the Blue Ranger. Yeah, he was played by Dave Yost, and he was fucking hot. Yeah, that's it. He's still hot, so whatever. And, well, yes. I mean, it was not my sexual awakening, but it was the first time that I had some fantasies or someone. I mean, that I touched myself thinking about it. Okay. So, the last one. If it were possible now, would you have sex with one of the characters from a show or a movie you liked when you were a kid? Damn, I would totally fuck Jared night and day non-stop.
Jareth was the Labyrinth guy, for those who doesn't know. If you don't know the Labyrinth movie with David Bowie, just fix it. Go and watch. And yes, I would totally fuck Jared. For sure. For hours, non-stop. Fuck, I think I'm gonna make an audio about this. Yes, that's it. So, yes. Well, Lilith, I hope you enjoy my take. I'm sorry about the emotions and the clumsy way, but I really loved your questionnaire. I love talking about my childhood. So that's it. Thank you very much and bye-bye.